Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist, I'm Emily Downham. This week on our show, we're diving into the kelp forest with Reef Check California's climate change coordinator, Kate Villette.
Look how clear that is. I don't think I've ever seen it that
clear. I'm Kate Villette. I work for the Reef Check Foundation. I run their climate change research project.
Okay, so it's a beautiful day out here in the Monterey Bay. Can you just tell me a little bit about what we're here to do?
We're here to swap out a sensor that we have installed on the reef. Our sensors are collecting information on temperature, pH, which is acidity, dissolved oxygen, and hopefully salinity soon as well. And we expect those to potentially change as climate change progresses.
So are the sites that you guys are putting these sensors out also the same sites that you're doing your ecological surveys?
Yeah, so Reef Check California also performs ecological surveys, and combined with that will help inform what is happening in our oceans.
And what is it like to conduct one of those surveys?
It's a kind of a strange process since it's underwater. Everything is more difficult underwater. What we'll do is we'll lay out a meter tape along the rocky reef. We'll just glide along that and count everything, all the kelp that is coming off of that, all the algae, fish, invertebrates, and that is basically our little snapshot of the reef.
And so what does it actually look like when we go down to swap this sensor?
We actually use hose clamps to hold these guys down onto bolts which are installed into the reef. So we'll go down and we'll unscrew the hose clamps and then reroute them through the sensor and tighten them down so that they're clamped down to the bottom.
What would you say is your favorite experience that you've had while you've been down doing some of this work?
On the days when the visibility is great, it's just very beautiful down there and being in the kelp forest. There's a lot to see when you're swapping these things out. There's always something exciting to see on the reef.
Is there anything else that you would like listeners to know about Reef Check that I haven't already asked you?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that there are ways they can get involved to help monitor climate change, and Reef Check is one of those ways that the average citizen can get involved in. If you're a scuba diver in California or in a tropical region as well, you can actually get trained up by Reef Check and go out there and help us collect data for these projects.
Can you be too young or too old?
We do have an age limit as far as too young. You have to be at least 16, but there is no cutoff. We have a lot of retired citizens who come join us and do this as part of their work now that they're not doing a job anymore. And all that help is really appreciated. They do a great job.
Can you tell us a website that people could find out more about Reef Check and some of these trainings?
Yeah, if you just visit reefcheck.org, the information to reach out to us is on there.
All right, y'all, we're on station.
All right, I'm gonna roll over.
Okay.
You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Emily Donham. Special thanks to my guest, Kate Villette, and as always, to all of you for tuning in.